From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, new alarm over North Korea's nuclear weapons program. First, the lead. President Bush is in Moscow with other world leaders taking part in ceremonies to mark the 60th anniversary of the Allied victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. In Red Square, the president watched a lavish military parade and paid tribute to the millions who died in the battle against Hitler. The president closes his four-nation tour of the region tomorrow as he visits the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. And joining us now from the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, is NPR's Lawrence Sheets. Lawrence, welcome back to the show. And there were concerns about relations between Mr. Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin about this trip because they'd exchanged some sort of testy words before the meeting, but things seem to be going better.
Well, today was a solemn occasion, of course, the 60th anniversary of the liberation of Russia and of much of Europe from the Nazi powers. I'm not sure that anyone expected there to be open disagreement on such a solemn occasion today. President Bush, visiting the Baltic Republic, the former Soviet Republic of Latvia, earlier in the week, telling Russia quite pointedly not to interfere in former Soviet republics which had chosen democracy. And we were told by White House aides that he brought points up about Russian democracy, right, U.S. concerns about the course of Russia's democracy, up with President Putin before a dinner yesterday. But no bad blood in evidence on such a solemn occasion today. Having said that, I think that some people perhaps expected President Putin today to make amends for the Russian occupation, the Soviet, rather, occupation of parts of Eastern Europe and of the Baltic republics. After World War II, that had been demanded by the Baltic leaders. We did not hear that today, so a lot of people probably going to leave these ceremonies with at least somewhat of a negative feeling, although it was such an important celebration today.
Well, in line with that, among the world leaders attending this military parade in Moscow today, you did have the leaders of Germany and Japan, but not the president of Georgia, Mikhail Saakashvili. Mr. Bush is going there tomorrow.
That's right. Mikhail Saakashvili boycotting this commemoration of the liberation of Russia and the Soviet Union from the Nazis. President Saakashvili boycotting those celebrations in Moscow because of the continued presence of Russian military bases on Georgian soil. This is a long-standing issue between Georgia and Russia. Georgia's demanded for more than a decade that the Russians pack up and leave, and the Russians have agreed to do this, but they keep moving the date back. At the last second, over this weekend, President Saakashvili, who said he had planned on going, saying he was not going to go because there was no agreement between Russia and Georgia over these bases. So it goes to show just how many outstanding, thorny, difficult issues remain between Russia and its former colonial outposts, if you will, and Georgia is one of those.
Georgia is this stop for Mr. Bush tomorrow. What kind of preparations are underway there?
Well, the preparations have been staggering. I've been coming to this country for well over a decade. I've never seen anything like it. They've had work crews out here for 6 weeks repairing all the roads along the motorcade route where President Bush will be traveling. This is a very decrepit, ancient city, dates well back into the 9th, 8th century. A lot of the buildings haven't seen a coat of paint for 50 years, quite frankly, and we've seen crews out in the middle of the night for almost a month painting buildings, preparing the streets. This is a momentous occasion for Georgia, having only been independent for 13 years, enjoying a very strong relationship with the United States. This is something they say they've been waiting for, really, for hundreds of years. And the country preparing like I've never seen any country prepare for the visit of an American leader before.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Tbilisi, Georgia. Thanks, Lawrence.
My pleasure.